Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Peter. And chapter 2 and verse 18. We'll continue to speak today about how to do the will of God in our work and in our service. We continue what we had started last week. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 18 say, the word of God says, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. And also let's go to the book of Galatians. God wants us to bear under pressure, under the effect of bad masters and boss or authorities. We need to bear. There's something out of that, and the Lord is looking from heaven on everything that's going on, as we had explained. And as we read in the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 22 to 25, say, the servants obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as many pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of person. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you anoint this time and at my lips and your word. Let it be an encouragement, exhortation, direction from you, a word from you to the ears and heart and mind and thoughts of the listeners, that they will take a step forward in the direction that you want them to go. I pray for fruit in their lives. I pray that you take their message to those who need it, even beyond the wall, not only in this congregation, but to all the congregation of the church, and where the message is sent. I pray for fruit, harvest of righteousness. I pray for salvation of souls. I pray for people to be set free. I pray for healing grace. I pray for understanding and wisdom and humility. I pray for workers. They will be committing their life, Lord, to serve you. I pray for people to persevere where you had laid them, knowing that you are watching over their lives, and you will be the one to reward them. Thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We started to speak last week about Jacob's life, part of it. And we know that Jacob was sent by his father to Haran, to his uncle Laban, in order to find a wife. Because his brother Esau wanted to kill him because he cheated him. So Jacob was sent to travel to his uncle Laban. While on the way, we know that the Lord appeared to him in a dream, and God introduced himself to Jacob. And Jacob, after he rose up from his sleep, he made covenant with God. He took the stone that he was sleeping on and he put oil on it, and he promised God to do three things. He said the Lord will feed me and provide for me and give me raiments and bring me back safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my guide. And you see that this stone will be the house of God, that's Bethel. And he also promised God and vowed that from all what you give me, I'll give you the tenth. And truly the Lord was with Jacob, and he prospered in his journey. And the Lord was behind him and supporting him. And he stayed there with his uncle 20 years. He gets married and he have children. And we have read that the man become exceedingly wealthy, and he have flocks and maidservant and children. And time had come, the Lord would tell him, go and leave where you are and go to your place of your, to the place of your father. And Jacob got this opportunity when God spoke to him after service of 20 years to move out. I want to read only one verse from chapter 28, Genesis 28, verse 15. As a background for each and every one of us, when the Lord said to Jacob, and behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. See here the faithfulness of God. He said, I will take and I will bring you back to this land. And he promised that I will not leave you in the middle of the way. I will not leave you unless I have accomplished and I have done what I have spoken to you. There are things that God had promised Jacob, and as Jacob did the vow and committed himself to the Lord will be with Jacob, and he will lead him, he will help him, he will protect him, and also he will correct him and discipline him and lead him out. If there is something that he have done wrong, he will correct him and bring him back to the way that God wants him to be. In book of Genesis 31, saying verse 1, and he heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father hath he gotten all his glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. Now Jacob saw that the children are speaking, that he took all that was belonged to our father. Through all what is belong to Laban, it came to Jacob. But he's not the one who take it. It's God who taken it from Laban and give it to Jacob. That's how God is faithful. Even people will try to cheat us, hurt us, but he will not allow them to do that. What our lot and what is belong to us, what our inheritance, what we work for, God will give it back to us. Even the enemy will not like it. And the Lord said to Jacob, verse 3, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with you. So here the Lord was telling him clearly to go back. So we understand that we cannot move from place to place unless we are led by the Holy Spirit, a clear voice from God telling us, you move now. If we will not speak, we need to stay where we are. Worth to mention that 6 years earlier than this, Jacob wanted to go back, but God did not tell him to go back. His uncle managed to convince him to stay 6 years more, but now the Lord himself is telling him to go back. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance that is not toward me as before, but the God of my father has been with me, and ye know that with all my power I have served your father. So here Jacob used all his power, all his body ability for 20 years to serve in his place of work that God had assigned him. There is a time that we really need to spend all our energy and power in that place. And God will reward us what we had invest in his work. Where God put us in a secular work, God wants us to spend on what he had put us. Not only on the secular world, but on our families also, and also in the mission that God had given us. Because behind all the success of our world and income is God himself, not our own citizen. And God, after all, wants us to be faithful to him. And he would expect from us to be paying back what we have received, good things from the Lord. Verse 7. And your father had deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. Even people, they cheat us, change the wages, change the contract, they say something and after that they will not do. Even with all this, God will not allow them to hurt us. And God will give us what they had been promised to us. Verse 8. If you say thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle be speckled, and if you say thus, the ring struck shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring struck. Thus God hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-struck, speckled and in grizzled. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes, and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-struck, speckled and grizzled, for I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. See here, God was behind all what is going on. He was seeing the injustice of Laban, and he was paying Jacob the good thing that he needed to take, the thing that he deserved. So we need to be faithful to God, faithful in our work, and faithful to the ministry of God, faithful to our families, and faithful to all the word of God that we receive. As we apply it, God will continue to build us up. Verse 13, I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and there, and where thou bowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. Here the Lord reminding him that he has a covenant with him, the covenant that he did 20 years ago. Most likely Jacob remembering that, but that's also a reminder to him that between me and you there's a covenant. God reminding us today that we need to be faithful, because he is faithful and he is keeping His covenant with us through the blood of Jesus, and we need to keep our commitment and our vows and our covenant with Him by doing all what is required of us to do. And I will read now verse 14 to verse 18, the speech of Leah and Rachel. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, "Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father house? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he has sold us and hath quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which God hath taken from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do." Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, and the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Padan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. Now I want to speak here is about Leah and Rachel, two wives besides the other two concubines. Now the Lord would correct that. That is wrong and not correct. And if we go further in reading the book of Genesis, we find that Jacob was left with only Leah. God took Rachel. Rachel is the second wife, and whether we like it or no, it is adultery. Second marriage or second wife while the partner is still alive, it is adultery. And God, He may allow nonsense and wrongdoing for a while in the life of the believer, but He will not allow it to continue beyond what ought to be. As Jacob commits his life, as you commit your life to God, the promise of God for you the same. He will not leave you until He has accomplished what He had promised you. And one of the things that God would work in our life, He will cut and remove sin. Even it may look like it's chaos, but God is very organized in dealing with our sin and shortcoming. And in this, I am declaring to everyone that the wife that God gave to Jacob is Leah and it is not Rachel. Some people, they say, God choosing wife to Jacob is Rachel. I say, no. Second wife is not from God. It is adultery. Even he worked, that cheated him, but his wife is Leah from the Lord. Amen. And God approved it. He took her on the way. In verse 19 to verse 21. You see, now I'm speaking about now coming to the internal issues of the families. That God now is dealing with the family of Jacob. And verse 19 to 21. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all he had. And he rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. So Jacob moved with his wives. Rachel took the idols of her fathers. In verse 22, verse 24, and it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey. And they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, Take heed thou that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. Here God rebuked him himself. You see here, why we need to keep God with us and obey him? Because God can do things more what we can imagine. He came to the man overnight and he told him, don't do anything to Jacob, bad or good. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, What hast thou done that thou hast stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters as captive taken by the swords? Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me? Didst not tell me that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with songs and with tabret and with harp, and hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But God of your father spake unto me yesterday, saying, Take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now, though thou wouldest needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? And Jacob and said and answered Laban, Because I was afraid, for I said, Peradventure thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me. Yes, here Jacob flee away by fear of man. He was afraid he should face his uncle and tell him that I'm going to go. But because certain time we have fear from man, we are not trusting God fully, so we take such step. But the right things that Jacob should do, he should tell his uncle that he is moving back because God had told him to go and move. He needs to trust God that God will not allow Laban to do anything or hurt to him, as we have read here that God came himself to Laban and spoke to him that you should not do anything bad or good to Jacob. In verse 38, Jacob started to speak back to his uncle. He told him, This 20 years have I been with thee, thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was stone of beast I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it of my hand, and as thou required, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. He told him that I was paying even that is eaten, that is stolen, and I did not take anything from you. You will require of me to pay these things that are the losses. Thus I was in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. He told him, in the day hot weather, in the night cold, and in the night there is no sleep, because he was a shepherd and he needed to be awake whole night also, his mind where the sheep and the flocks are there. In verse 41, Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters and 6 years for they cut it, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac, had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. He told him that you will send me away empty if that fear of God was not in my life. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked thee yesterday night. Now, when God revealed himself to Laban and rebuked him, Laban, when he wake up in the morning, when he faced Jacob, he should hide that. He should hide that, because Jacob will use it, as we can see here. But the presence of God and the conviction of the Holy Spirit was so powerful in the life of Laban that he cannot swallow it. He needed to say it to Jacob what had happened, to confirm it. You see here, enemies cannot take from us what God had ordained for us. We need not to be afraid. We need to trust God and go on doing well honestly and trusting God that He will give us to us what due for us. Enemy cannot do anything beyond what God has ordained for them to do. They can cheat, but they cannot hurt. They can give us hard time, yeah, but they cannot break the power that God has given us. Finally, they make agreement, and in verse 55 from the same chapter, we can read, and early in the morning, Laban rose up and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. And Laban departed and returned unto his place. Now we will move to chapter 32. One problem with Laban has been finished. How God finished it? God is faithful. Because Jacob did his part. He worked hard and he do exactly what required of a slave or a servant to work. Chapter 32, ahead of him is his brother Esau that he cheated 20 years ago. That he need also to face it. Certain issues, even we have done 20 years ago, we are praying, yeah? And we are asking God to help, but we still we need to go and face it by ourselves. Certain people, we had departed apart years ago and very hard to go and meet the same people that you are in struggle with and that leaving and departing company. But we need to meet face to face and confront the person. God will help us. God will not do it apart from us. We need to go and acknowledge our wrongdoing or whatever things we need to correct or add or to give or to achieve. In chapter 32, verse 1 and 2, and Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. So here he made the angels of God. He called the place Mahanaim, the camp of God, the army of God. So God is with us, but God wanted to do what is right. In verse 3 onward, up to verse 6, and Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau. Thy servant Jacob saith thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and asses, flocks, and men servant and women servant, and I have sent to tell my lord that I might find grace in thy sight. And the men servants returned to Jacob, saying, We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. Now this is another problem that Jacob, he needs to go and pass through. He was planning to meet his brother, but now the news came to him that his brother came to him with 400 men, and sure they are armed, and sure his brother remember what his brother did, and Jacob needs to face and go through it. We are informed from the book of Genesis that Jacob divided his wife and children and the flocks. He made them into 3-4 droves, so that he said that if Esau take one, the other will be spared. You see that our human thinking, and he sent also gifts, and he taught his servant to kneel down and to tell him that his brother, his servant is coming. He put the word, you know, that is how we are facing our problem with our own understandings. And when he sent everyone over the Jordan, he was left alone, and beautiful things to be alone certain times, to pray and to cry to God and to struggle to God in book of Genesis 32 and verse 24 to 31, this reads happening of what happened to Jacob, but he was waiting for tomorrow appointment that he needed to meet his brother Esau. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. The whole night he and a man, they were fighting, wrestling. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Here the man was fighting, and we know who's the man. He's God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth. And Jacob was doing all he can to pass his agenda and crying to God, but the Lord, when he found there's no way, he gave him a strike on his thigh, in his joint. His joint somewhat dislocated. And from that time until he died, he was walking, limping. It was the purpose of God to make him humble down before the Lord. And he said to him, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Jacob, he know that's God. And he told him, I will not let thee go, unless you bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. Israel means the one who struggled with God and with men. And Jacob asked him, and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. Jacob asked, What is your name? He said, Don't worry. Why are you asking my name? And God blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. So he realized that he met God, and these are the moments that we need God earnest in our life when we are in the biggest troubles. There's no one can help us. accept God Himself, but God would correct us also. God would discipline us. Here, it needed God to take one of His joint out of the place, His thigh out of the joint of the hip, in order that would be a good memory for him to walk with God in the correct way. Verse 31, and as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. And let's go now to chapter 33. The morning comes, and he needs to meet with his brother. All this, God was behind him, backing him up, based on his covenant with him in Genesis chapter 28. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men, and he divided the children unto Leah, and unto Rachel, and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. And he passed over before them, and bowed himself to the ground 7 times, until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him, and they wept. We see how the power of God in changing the heart of his brother. God overnight changed the heart of Esau, because the news came that he's coming out to meet you with the 400 men. But the night that Jacob spent with God, I believe that he was praying and he was crying to God, and he was not allowing God to pass his life without blessing him. God's willing, weeks to come, we will continue the message about doing the will of God in work and in service, meditating on the life of Jacob and how God did not leave him unless he accomplished what he had promised him. Let's all stand. Lord, we thank you. We bless you, God. We magnify, Lord. And God, we thank you for your word that you sent us, that you lead us by your word into the right doctrine, the way we live our life, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you can do more than what we expect or imagine. Oh God, help each and every one of us to persevere, doing our part in full, trusting you, Lord, that you'll be the one to solve issues and solve problems according to your will, O God. That we trust, Lord, that you will deal with people. The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. He will turn them in the way that you want them, O God. Lord, all men's hearts are in your hand. We trust today. I trust you, God, that you deal with enemies and people who cheated me. Oh God, people whom I have struggled with, I trust you, Lord. Ask God to help you to deal with them. I trust you, Lord. I will not let you go without blessing me, O God. I thank you, Lord. You are great, O God. Who can compare to you, O God, who have done a marvelous things, the work of the creation? Even I trust you today that you will lead me and you will accomplish whatever you had promised to me in my life. I thank you, Lord. I bless you. Yes, O God, hear my
prayer.
Not allow the enemy to harm me, to hurt me.
You hold me.
bring justice to the oppressed. O Lord, you are magnificent, eternally wonderful, glorious Jesus. No one ever will compare to you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We adore you, God. We bless your holy name. We thank you for comforting us, for healing us, for solving our problems, O God. Bless us, Lord, and enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us, O Lord, and spare us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.